Richard Battle. Richard is a leadership consultant, a speaker, and an award-winning author. He is also a lifelong Texan, joining us to talk a little bit about the aftermath of the tragedy of the Uvalde shooting. Richard, good morning.
Good morning, Alicia, Corey, and J-Doll. Thank you for having me again.
Thanks for being on. So, you know, we're some time out from that tragic incident, murder. What's the community looking at to do now? You know, what is the continued fallout from the response?
Well, I think that the good news is people are rebounding. Of course, the families that lost children, it's much more difficult, and I lost a son, so I know how that is. But the rest of the community are rebounding, and they're starting to do positive things in the community and for the families moving forward. And that, to me, is the positive, because we all face tragedies at one time or other in our lives, and how we respond is what's most important. And seeing the community and the state come together for positive things going forward, that's what's very interesting to me.
You know, I think it's easy, particularly from afar. You know, I'm in New Hampshire, so particularly from afar, to look and just be angry. Be angry with the police response, be angry with the leadership of the community, who ultimately, you know, failed in their duty, in my opinion, from an outsider looking in. But that kind of anger doesn't necessarily translate well into solution. So what are the next steps, how to move on from that anger to come into solutions, and are there solutions so this never happens again?
Well, I think there are, and we have to understand that regardless of what gun control laws we pass or don't pass, that we're going to have continued incidents because of the human heart. And somebody will use a bomb like they did in Oklahoma City or something else, whether there's guns or not. And what disturbed me most was learning that there were over 370 law enforcement officers on site. And if you look at the video, how many of them were standing there poised to go forward, and it was the old expression that there were too many Indians and not enough chiefs. There was no one that took a leadership role and directed the people that were there. There were too many people there, more than they needed, but then no one was in leadership, and that's where the failure was, and that's where the training opportunity is going forward, because you had people from multiple agencies, including the Border Patrol, local police, school police, and Texas Department of Public Safety on site.
Will this, the response to this, or lack thereof, you know, kind of kick them all in the butt to get a plan together? Who's in charge? What is the chain of command? Who's calling the shots? If this one fails, what happens here? I would have thought this was all done before, but done now.
Yes, you are correct, and it should have been. And, of course, what complicates it, you've got local, state, and federal overlap in that situation. And then you've got the history of the last few years where law enforcement's been demonized, and it makes them not want to take risk or make decisions because of the hindsight that comes after that situation. But it should have been very much written down before and known ahead of time who's in charge when they get there. And it kind of reminds me of the scene in the movie Die Hard where the local police in L.A. are in charge, and the FBI guys show up, and then they take charge, and there's a disagreement in that situation, and that's exactly what happened. And so that is what caused the delay in resolution until a Border Patrol agent kind of took the bull by the horns, if you will, and went in and resolved the situation.
Do you think that the suspension of the elementary's principal and the likely firing of the Uvalde police chief are appropriate?
Well, there has to be accountability, and there's more to it than just this incident, because you had issues before this. This community is 80 miles from the Mexican border, but between February and May, they had 50 lockdown incidents where the Border Patrol was chasing illegal aliens through the community and trying to arrest them. So they had bigger security issues before this happened. And then, of course, there's still questions about the security of the doors and how the leadership of the school principal and the local police officer or local police chief, as well as the school police chief, acted. And so there will be changes in that leadership, because you cannot just let everything go forward as it was before.
Oh, I completely agree. Now, I have to ask you, well, I don't, but I'm going to ask you, it's just sensitive. You sent multiple copies of a book you wrote on the loss of your son, and you sent it to the Uvalde Public Library following the shooting. Tell us a bit about the book and why you did that gesture.
Well, I lost my only son some years ago and wrote a faith-based book about how God saved me through that situation. And I've spoken about it over the years and tried to help other people who've gone through loss. And the only thing I felt like I could personally do was to try to share that story if anyone was of interest. And so I spoke with the person that ran the library in that community and asked them if they would be receptive, and they were, and they are still receptive for children's book, for their reading programs and other things. But I sent copies and asked them to make them available to the families if they were interested, and just trying to do something to help someone and hoping that at least one person might get a benefit out of that. And if they do, then it will be well worth the effort. And so that's all we can ever do, is try to do something within our power to help someone.
Yeah, that's very true. Well, I'm sorry for your loss, but the idea that you turned it into something that can help others going through a similar loss is quite noble. So thank you for that. Richard Battle, I want to appreciate you coming on. His latest book is Life's Daily Treasure. You can find him online at www.richardbattle.com. You have a great day, sir.
Thank you so much. God bless America.
God bless America, indeed.